So as we know, we're now in the period of Sfirat HaOmer. We're a little bit more than a week into the count of Sfirat HaOmer. There's a fundamental machlokas harishonim as to the nature of the obligation nowadays. Because in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, so we started counting Sfirat HaOmer on the 16th of Nisan. And on that same day, we would bring the Karban HaOmer, which would permit us to eat the new grain that would make the Chadash Yashan and permit it to be eaten. And we would count from that day until Shavuos, when we would bring the Karban of the Shteil Lechem. So what happens when we don't have the Karban? So is the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer biblical or is it rabbinic when there is no Karban to count from? So the Rambam believes that it is still biblical, that the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer isn't necessarily from the bringing of the Karban HaOmer. It's from the day on which you would bring the Karban HaOmer, even if we don't bring it. And therefore, even though nowadays, on the 16th of Nisan, we don't bring the Karban HaOmer, since that's the day we would bring the Karban, it's still a biblical mitzvah to count Sfirat HaOmer for the next 7 weeks. Most of the Rishonim believe that that's not the case. And they think that the biblical mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer only exists when you actually bring the Karban HaOmer on the 16th of Nisan. Nowadays, it's only rabbinic. But what's the nature of that rabbinic law to count when we don't have the Karban? So the Gemara brings a machlokes, a menachot daf samach vav, into how exactly one counts nowadays. Abaye introduces the majority opinion in the Gemara that even though, again, I'll understand it the way most Rishonim understand it, even though nowadays the mitzvah of counting Sfirat HaOmer is only rabbinic, because they don't have the Karban, still when we count, and this is the way we count, you count the way they did in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, namely you count both the days and the weeks. You say today is X number of days, which is X number of weeks plus X number of days to the Omer. You count exactly as they did in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But Amemar suggests that that's not the case. He says maybe nowadays we only count the days and not the weeks because it's only Zechar LaMikdash. Because counting nowadays is a mere commemoration of the commandment as it existed in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, in the time of the Temple. And therefore, we don't replicate the mitzvah as it existed in the time of the Beit HaMikdash. We do a half count. We only count the days, and we don't count the weeks. I want to focus on that line just for a minute. What does it mean to have an institution which is Zecher LeMikdash? And do the other Amoraim in the Gemara, who say that we count both days and weeks, do they disagree that our counting is considered a Zechar LeMikdash, is considered a commemoration of the mitzvah in the time of the Mikdash, and they just say that we do it exactly the way we did in the Mikdash, even though it's a commemoration, or do they argue fundamentally? So, to understand that, you have to realize that there are three types of Zechar LeMikdash that we have throughout Shas. The first category, which is not relevant at all here, is some things we do to commemorate the Mikdash by mourning for it. So, for example, all the minhagim, such as leaving an amma by an amma of unpainted wall in the front of your house, putting ashes on the head of a groom at the wedding, and things like that, those are Zecher LeMikdash in the sense that we mourn for the Mikdash. But there's two other types of Zecher LeMikdash. Sometimes we find that Chazal took a mitzvah that only existed in the Mikdash, and then after the Mikdash was destroyed, they changed it from a Mikdash mitzvah to a universal mitzvah. So for example, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, if you were in the Beis HaMikdash, how many days on Sukkot did you shake the lulav? All seven. How many days when you were not in the Mikdash did you shake the lulav? One. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says nowadays, after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, Zecher LeMikdash in commemoration of the Mikdash, so we take the lulav of all 7 days outside the Mikdash. Now, if we're careful, what does that mean about Zecher LeMikdash? What's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai really saying? That when there isn't a Mikdash, what do we need to do? We need to act as if there is a Mikdash, meaning it used to be these mitzvot were limited to the Mikdash, and now because we don't have a Mikdash, if we didn't do it outside the Mikdash, the mitzvah would be lost. So we recreate the mitzvah as if we were in the Mikdash to perpetuate the memory of the Mikdash by acting positively as if we were in the Mikdash. Sometimes it's the opposite. So for example, here, the position of Amemar, when Amemar says that counting the Sfira is Zechel HaMikdash, and therefore you only count days and not weeks, it's the opposite. What is he saying? In order to feel the pain that the Mikdash isn't here, we take the mitzvah as it existed in the time of the Mikdash, and we mess it up. We shrink it. Right? We take away part of it so you feel like something is lacking. But those two types of Zechel HaMikdash are actually inverses. Rabbi Yochan ben Zakkai is Zechel HaMikdash, that when there's no Mikdash, we used to shake the lulav only in the Beis HaMikdash, and now we do it everywhere, is saying, sometimes we commemorate the Mikdash by saying we can live without the Mikdash. And therefore, we take those mitzvah that once only existed in the Mikdash, and we do it even outside the Mikdash. And sometimes we commemorate the Mikdash in the opposite way, by making ourselves feel the lack, by taking away part of the mitzvah and emphasizing that our life is incomplete without the Mikdash. With that, I think we come back to our Gemara. Amemar had said that when we count Sfirat HaOmer, it's Zechel HaMikdash, and therefore you only count days and not weeks, because he thinks the best way to commemorate the Mikdash is to make us feel like our mitzvot are incomplete. But the way we paskin that you count days and weeks, it's not that we're rejecting the notion that it's Zechel HaMikdash. Our counting, according to Moshe Yishonim, is also Zechel HaMikdash, because we're not really obligated on a biblical level to count Sfira when there isn't a karban. But nevertheless, we replicate the mitzvah as it was done in the Mikdash to remind ourselves that Jewish life didn't end when the Mikdash was destroyed. And therefore, we take the, shall we say, optimistic type of Zechel HaMikdash, not Amemar's, which is to say, when there isn't a Mikdash, we always have to remember that we're lacking, our mitzvot are incomplete. We say, no, we'll remember the Mikdash by replicating that which existed in the Mikdash to remind ourselves that even though on a biblical level the mitzvah may not be the same, on a rabbinic level we will replicate that mitzvah to remind ourselves that life continues even when the Mikdash isn't around. So I think those three ideas of Zechel HaMikdash, of commemorating it by mourning it, commemorating it by sometimes realizing our mitzvot are incomplete, and the way we paskin in Sfirat HaOmer, by replicating the mitzvot to remind ourselves that as tragic as it is, life continues, even once the Mikdash is destroyed, is important as we continue counting for the next approximately 6 weeks.